begin with the, go back a little bit. Sadiq, I want to say a little bit about you and Yemen. I think we'll move this. One minute. How is going it in all the evil faces? Elo money ben adigma says Elo money ben ashi domim halakim midomim. Let's see the ashi again. Elo we took him to Omad. ואפילו הוכי חיב שבס עקיבא לאב מחמס עקיבא ויחיינו להגבוע אסיולי אלו בעקיבס גופוי תוציא אחוינו כשיצא מן הבייס ובן עזאי היא דאומה מהל הרכאים מדאומי בקיבס קופציא אבי עקיבא בנוח עשר הכל אבי היא הנוחי הוגוך כאן היא משרס הגבוע וחיב מיסר בציא אבס העסק אסיולי אז רשי is clear that the Kohen ben Azai, every time, any and every time, there's a Haitzah, Mishus or Rishus, the Akiv Rishayin is nothing, and the Akiv that's Mechayiv, the Akiv which constitutes the beginning of the Melacha, is the Akiv Shguvah Shabtzi Achoyin Shayesh Min Abayis.
Is that even if you picked it up at the edge?
The edge of what?
I mean, let's say standing at the edge of the Rishus Yachad and Rishus Ram, and he picks it up. Is that the accurate that's Mechayiv, or when he steps up?
And the, if that, you only been asking for that. If he picks it up, he doesn't move. It's going to be an accurate, hasn't taken place Mechayiv. You're talking about, we're talking about if he picks up and he wants. The initial accurate would, so the Kohen ben Azai, the next step, the next time he puts, he has 2 feet on the ground, like we spoke last time, Kohen Rashi, the Chayiv is Munach again. So the Akiv Rishayin is vocal. You have a Kohen ben Azai, Akiv Noch all the time. And the Chiv is only the last one. If Avad ben Azai is masking to the Mishnah, the Moshe, for the Mishnah of Beis and Shabbos, you only need Akiv Rishayin. And if you're standing at the edge, the picks up one child, so both happen simultaneously. Yeah, that's the Kohen de Rashi. There's no question about it. What is the Kohen de Rashi? What does Rashi do with the Kasher? Mav Avam is Hechem Shkachaslo? He doesn't say Halacha Mishinai. I don't know. If Shalom is Teres, he doesn't say. Yeah. Now we have in Tosfos. But it's in every single Hitzel. Mav Avam is Hechay B'Shulser Avim. It also unfortunate, actually, we spoke about it last time. Unfortunate, actually, that in Ben Azai you see the musik of Akiva's Gufa. Okay, let's see. Mavi Abba Zotai says, Mavi Abba Amas the Chayim Shazab Abba Hilchus Agamilo Kedaminan Vazarek. So Lachum Vaisham Sinai. Why? Because really it should be a problem here. I have to take the middle of the Lachum. If Mahalakoyim into him, every time he has either this tribe, therefore other tribe is Mahalakoyim, we took something last time in Mahalakoyim, but every time, but this the Kiva Noch, Kiva Noch, or Sari have Abba Amas, there's always a Noch in the middle of the Abba Amas. See the Hilchus Agamilo. Hilchus Agamilo. What's the Hilchus Agamilo? Hilchus Agamilo. It's not that Bichay Gavno. That's the way to do Mocha. Hilchus Agamilo. That it's not considered Anocha. How do I know that's Pan Tosfos? Because it says V'loy Gamina, V'loy Afina Mino. Tosfos the Mokum Chiyuvahu. If it's Hilchus Agamilo, that it's not Anocha. Hilchus Agamilo. That's the way to do the Mocha. It has nothing to do with Mokum. It has to do with the Mocha of Abamis. So that's learned that the Bemis is a it's not a full-fledged Hanocha. Now he considers it to be Hanocha in something with not a Mokum Chiyuv, and the Mokum Chiyuv is not Hanocha. Abu bin Azai, bin Mahalach, bin Mechal, bin Mechal, bin Mechal, bin Mechal, bin That's where we have the din of that's what the koi made. Mahalik koi made is hanoch and have to give them the malach. Vishami poch benaz and have to achas the mavi. Vishos the mavi the mechayim mishanim mikoyfit. Is a mashal here. Or not? Rabbi's kasha. The kasha is what's Rabbi's kasha? Is this the he is holding. The cash is the Taisa says, "Why you feeling me nay? Doesn't welcome chiyuvahu." It looks like Taisa is saying, "What? That depends on the resource in which he's being mahalach. In a welcome chiyuv, we don't say mahalach koymit. That's a lochlin. And that's why Dal Dam is just a rabbi mischayim because the resource of rabbi welcome chiyuv means the resource in which mlochas haitzah and havar take place. So we have the two such resources." Right, Shabbos consists of three shuris min haTorah, Mishus HaRabim, Mishus HaYochid, and everything else is Mokum Tur. Rabbon them separated in Mechadesh and Ushas on Kamus, it's Mokum Tur and Kamus. But Midrash is the three shuris. There's Mishus HaRabim, Mishus HaYochid, and everything else, which is not one of the two, it's everything else. Fine. So Lumos, so this stove that the Gemara talks about in the Hay over there, stove is something with neither Mishus HaRabim nor Mishus HaYochid. So there it's not a Mokum Chiyum, so you say Malach HaMid. Yeah, but here, in our sugi, we're dealing with Mokum Chiyuv. We're applying Malach Yomid and Chisar HaYochid. Chisar HaYochid is Mokum Chiyuv. It's a Rishus of Chiyuv. So, Gmasho, Avagav Doch, Hochinam Mokum Chiyuv, who is a Rishus HaYochid, Chisar HaYochid is Mokum Chiyuv. Hamait Zeh Mer Chisar HaYochid, 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 It's shver. I mean, the shver mashal that I show up exactly. But it looks like he's saying like this. It depends what the Mahalik Yomid wants to do. If the Mahalik Yomid wants to make an hanocho, boyfin, mashal, like we had Rashi Me'al of the hanocho, which is mevatel the kiyur rishono, hanocho, which is makes a hefsik in the middle of the malocho. So that din, the Mahalik Yomid, that's a halocho. They only say that Mahalik Yomid, i.e., to be hanocho, a hefsik, only in the Mokum Tur. You don't say in a. Don't say the Mokum Chiyuv. That's why we're not worried about the Heftik in the middle of Avos, Abam and Shusarabin. We're not worried about that. Because the Shusarabin is the Mokum Chiyuv. So we don't say that the Ki'oimid constitutes Hanochad, we mafsik the Moloch in the middle. Mashlein Kain, Meitim, which is the Yochad, Derech Stov, which is the Rabin. So he goes into the Shusarab Tur. So then we say, Hanochad, it constitutes Heftik in the middle of the Moloch. Mashlein Kain, in our Sugi, we're not looking for any Hanochas. We're not looking to make a Hanochad, to make a Heftik in the middle of the Moloch. Good, so far so good. So Elomai. So but what do we need Mahalik Yomid for? What do we need it for?
For the moment.
For the what?
The moment.
Only for the moment. We need it for the Malach, we're not even for the moment.
So it doesn't matter.
Why not? Why doesn't it matter the moment?
Because the kingdom's first. Because since it's separated.
Why is the kingdom first?
Because since you do have Hanukkah, therefore we say the kingdom is done, and then the next secure was.
So by virtue of what, why is it Hanukkah? How is it the first secure disentangled and separated from the Malacha? Is that good? Because they have to do Hanocha. So why is it Hanocha? What?
There's
no Mokum Tov. Don't forget it. It's going from directly from Mishas Yoch to Mishas Rabim. There's no Mokum Tov. The Mahalak Yomid is only the Mokum Chiv. So Mashal seems to be saying that we're not looking for the Mahalak Yomid to make a Hanocha. We're not looking for it, and we don't need it, and it doesn't do that. We're just looking to be able to pinpoint, be able to focus on another akiva. We don't need the first akiva. The first akiva is when he picks it up off the ground. That's bo. We're looking to provide an alternative to that akiva, which normally that constitutes the beginning of the malacha, even according to Ben Azai. But that's not good here. Here, that's not good. Why? Because here, if literally that would be the beginning of the malacha, and that's what's mechayvim is to then be to kimlim. So we need another later substitute for the akira. What does it mean? Sounds it's a lot of words. What does it mean? So how can it be in the akira if it wasn't anocha? If it wasn't munasa, the first akira is not both. The first akira is still kaim. First akira is still kaim. So the second akira can be mechayvim. So what's going on? No, it's a shvera vod. It looks like Mashal saying. Then we'll lose it. It looks like he's saying that every step along the way could be a potential akiva without being anocha. And that's what it looks like he's saying. So the child is like this. The child, does this have a relevant maisa without considering kimle, without the child of a moment, patri moment, and the moment case in which Yitzhak takes place in front of Benazai. So when we ask them, what are the three components of Yitzhak? The akiva, they're taking it across, and anocha. So if you ask a question Samazai without Kimle, when did the akiva take place with Mechayiv in Kuntin Azai? He steps out of the resource or when he picks it up? What difference does it make? We don't have 3 minutes, of course. How, when does the akiva take place? The akiva is Mechayiv. This is Mashmos and Mashal. The Bemis, since Mashal is saying that the Akiva is not Bottom, let's just speak out of Vashaita. That since we're dealing with Mahalakam Medina Mokum Chiyuv, so there's no Anocha. So each Hanocha is a vehicle, Anocha is a psa, Anocha is a vehicle, doesn't constitute Anocha. Because it's one of the truths, in Mokum Chiyuv, we don't say Mahalakam Medina Gabe Anocha. So in Cain, so then the normal answer to the question, when does the Mokum begin? When he picks up off the ground. Picks up off the ground. So here we have something which impinges upon the shiloh with the head from the Avdei Nesim. That you have, potentially, the melacha begins with the first akira. But you have something here, called menasa, something unique. You have that afilu lev, it's not mechayiv, or you don't want to be mechayiv, or can be mechayiv, you can have a later akira. The melacha can begin later. The melacha can begin later. All right, how does that work? Because each step is an akiva, despite the fact doesn't constitute an ochre to be mounted with akiva shayna. That's what it looks like. I'm not sure, but it looks like the Mashal is saying that. So again, the feed there comes out, and since potentially the last step could be also mechayiv, so then Mashal holds that that's enough to get rid of kimle. We say that since we don't need the hagbori shayna off the ground to be mechayiv in misa, so that can be mechayiv moment. Midag bekanye. That we can. And the last step out is mechayvim is when the halacha begins. But it's so chin, not so.
But Lavni Nezer from Smach, you're saying that it's absurd to be keilah that in the Mishkan where there was a redifa and a achnasa. We had Mashal's coming out for
What?
Abin Ezer had at least some makoros, the Rambam and the...
Yeah, Abin Ezer said that it is a Tur Kimli, and here, L'choy Ruhu Tzim HaShol saying it's not Tur Kimli. He's saying it is a Tur, and he's saying we avoid Kimli, Abin Ezer. Since what happens after the Hagbah is after Mechayivim, we don't Kimli. I don't know.
So the initial part is not a Chelek Gemorah.
It would be normally. It looks like it is a Chelek Gemorah, but if you don't need it, if you need to not use it, it's a Tzarech, the substitute, to find the substitute for it, we find the substitute in terms of halakha. I don't know.
So it's altadin of it, yeah, it's efsher. It's efsher b'loizah.
Let me efsher b'loizah.
You don't need this original akira, the melo,
yeah.
Right? You don't, the same thing as like gachum v'acho type of concept.
Yeah, but in malacha, yeah, because you do without it, that's right.
But the problem is it's still, but usually you have the problem that it's part of, but it's still part of the haskal sachiv. But much over here, it's not necessarily the haskal sachiv. Usually you need both kinds.
Right, that's the shayla. Is it normally as a chiyuv, and if it normally is, what happened here? Elamai, it's normally not. So what are you talking about? So how's the answer to the kasha? How do you answer the kasha that it's a mokum chiyuv and it's not mahalki yomid mokum chiyuv? Elamai, could be there's another possibility. It could be mashal means in the mokum chiyuv, just you don't say mahalki yomid lifto, but you don't say lifto, to part of the mocha. That's what it means.
When is the Akira that's Mechayivim for Shabbos?
The last step. Thank you, Masha.
Even B'makom Chiyuv?
Yeah. I don't know, normally, in our case, it isn't good. Yeah, I don't know. That's a Shalom, Masha. I don't say 100% for sure. That's a plan, I don't know. Kayetze bitte. Nenne ich dich schon. The Ran says, the Jewish Iran, the last round of Hamer based on Shabbos, Malachi Yomi Domi, Perek Daf, and Bashev Shuyus. Oh, a different emphasis. Daf, Kul, Bashev Shuyus. וכן מנדו מקלות עם משונכו אבא בשלוש אחר אז לא די לא אבא אמא את פסו המחך מחייך the man is coming to answer the Yisham is kasha, the Yisham is kasha in a different notion. The kasha is, hey, chem is kasha, so mahalach arbaam, mesef shusha rab, mefi benas, mahalach gomi. How do you have it? So the Ran says that the story of the Mahal Gomin, i.e. that the Chavis is Mulach and the Mulach is walking, is Dafka B'Shevi Shuiz. And the Chavis means when he enters one, it's just another. Either, it means both. So presumably he means both. It means entering your Shuiz and putting your feet, planting your both feet in the new Shuiz is Anochom. And leaving the Shuiz is Nakir from the Shuiz. But within one resource, you don't say every step is a Hanocha Kiva, Hanocha Kiva. It's only leaving resource. Moving into a new resource, we say Mahal Kermit. Leaving us, we say Mahal Kermit, Oimei is Munach. Leaving resource, we say, since he was an Oimei, now he's a Neka, now he's doing an Akira. That can say resource. And he gives an example, like Kluta Kimish Runcho. Kluta Kimish Runcho is like Rebbe Shito, Kiva, both. Say, what's Kluta Kimish Runcho? We mentioned this. Kluta Kimish Runcho means. Kluta means once the chavit enters the ear space of your shoes, kluta means niklat, an ear miklat. It's kimi shahuncho. So there's a new, what does he want? What does he want to want another? So Mestomer, the, I got him, it's a blood, it's sugars and Shabbos, and the afternoon Shabbos is good. But there's a big machleg, it's what kind of kluta mishuncho. This is a ban. I believe it says, if you don't say foolish, let's see, you don't shout me about like that. The Kluta Mishuncha means that you look at the, once the Chavetz enters the ear space of the Rishos, Ki'il is Murach in this underneath. Kluta Mishuncha has a Mokom Menacha Gabi Kaka. The Hein Lagis, it will be in the Gay, the Hemshah, we see it today, the next time, the Abban with the Rabbis, was used at the Koni. Handle like this. Be'emes, the one man. I'm just coming to this. I'll go through it briefly, so we can come back to what the Ram is. There's the Mahalach of Kluta Mishuncho that really, so it is every Hanocha always is defined in terms of Agavikata. Unless it's there's a surface, it can be on the table too. There's munach on the table, so then that's a makom minachem. If it's a kreis of a wall, so that's a makom minachem. But as long in mid ear, those things are makom minachem. Something can be munach in mid ear. And obviously, you find is that you find a shita, you find a possibility, a musik, a munach, and it's not resting or anything. So then you have to say that indeed in halacha we look at it as having a makom minachem in the ear and in the kav underneath it. A marshal, a dugma dovot we mentioned last time, the Rashba. Means the Yeshayim that Lamalo Mikel Matmiyud that Munach Hashem Yisholdim that Locha Vanoch Es Agub is Mechanes Adin that but when Sani Yechevit says Munach Hashem Odom it has a Mokum Noch on the ground, right? Because the Mensch himself doesn't constitute a Mokum Noch in the Rishos. A few years it could be he's not the Rishos, it's not in the Rishos, whatever. It's Lamalo Miyud anyway, the Yisholdim. So that's one Dugma, and here this is the contrasting Shita. So there you have a Mabban that's Mashma. Well, that's the same clue with Mishuncha. So it's okay. The Bam has to be a Kavakata. But we see every Chavis, once it enters the Avi, it's Munach in the space right underneath it. That's its Mokom Anocha. Very physically, it's not there, but that's its Mokom Anocha. And then we assign the Chavis to be Munach, we assign that to the Kavakata continues to be the Mokom Anocha Chavis. So clearly, he's going with Divin Havana. He's going with Divin Havana in that the Mandomim, the Tanoim, the whole Kutuk of Mishuncha, they have a Divin Musik. They hold that Anocha is defined as being in the Rishus. Entering the Rishos. I mean, it's Kemal doing away with the Musag of Hanoch. It's Kemal doing away with it. Right? Until now, we're talking about three stages. There's Akira, then it's going out and crossing, entering the, leaving, right, crossing the border, then it's Hanoch. That's true, according to the other sheet, according to Ravon. But you come to this sheet in Rebbe, and Rebbe Kivik, so the last two stages really merge. There's really only one. Theoretically, it's a musik of anocha, but the anocha is not defined in terms of a mokum al gabri kamkar. It's being in the mishus. Being in the mishus, that's anocha. That's kutuk mishumcha. Oh. That is a kutuk mishumcha. So, the Rana is comparing, that's what you could say. And it's an afkamine, it's an afkamine. If you say kutuk mishuncho, we have no in the Shusha Rabbah Lamal Miyud. If anybody talks about, right, because Abish Shusha Rabbah goes to Yud, so they have to check if there's such a possibility in Mishayim. Right, if the word is, it's as if it's Munach underneath, so you could be thinking about kutuk mishuncho. If the Hanoch constitutes being in the Mishul, so Lamal Miyud, and Abhi Shusrab, it's not in the Mishul Shusrab, it is flying over the Mishul Shusrab, not in the Mishul Shusrab. If the Kud Mishul means Munach in the Mishul by just being in the Abhi Shusrab, that's Hanoch, and then you don't have it. Lamal Miyud, that's what you have to think about.
When
yeah.
The kids, we had in Baba Kama. Right, that was also in the case of throwing the chiv dal the hay for.
Right? Yeah. As well, yeah.
So wasn't that in the?
Yeah, in Chaim, there was Tehillah there, and the Kluk Mishuncha.
Right, so therefore we see Kluk Mishuncha even applies.
Yeah, but I was just the Yachad Oyla Adrukiya. So Yachad don't just the Yachad Rabim is done until Yud. So the Yachad Oyla Adrukiya. Oh, so he says, is the chur the pattern of Chiddush Ravan is dafka b'shem Yisroel, so v'chein l'man dom ha-kutuk mishuncho. And Yisroel also say, kutuk mishuncho is entering into the Rishos. You don't say kutuk mishuncho in the Rishos. So you can base Mahalach Ka'omi to that. So then, it is a similar type of idea, that Mahalach Ka'omi is not really, it's not like we said in Rashi one chad, in Ritva another chad, there's a foot planted on the ground, a tufi planted on the ground, it's not a mamish. It's not a noch mamish. It's not a noch mamish. It's a different word. It's the entering into the Rishos. But here it's much more limited in Havana. It's much more limited in scope than Kutum Yishunuch. Kutum Yishunuch means a chevitz flying through the earth, Munach and Rishos. But Halach Ka'ome is much more limited. If somebody's walking as opposed to running, and he's holding a chavitz, and he enters into his shoes, and then we say, because he's trudging and making his way slowly into his shoes, one place to another, so the first step into his shoes, the chavitz now has a mokum anocha in his shoes. Not with feet and necessarily planted on the ground. But the chayvus is ended in munach in the rishos. Because man, it's being carried by men who's walking, treading on the ground of the rishos. That's a question spoken in English. But the Zavod has no bekitzah. The Zavod is, we don't assign a specific mokum and nocha to the chayvus on the ground. That's what it means. Ground is munach in the rishos. And that's only when it changed. We go from one rishos to another. The same way, and say, good to the mishnah.
So the chiddush of the mahalach b'umid is in the hanacha.
No, both.
So what's, how's the akira work?
The chiddush in hanacha, the chiddush in akira. The akira means leaving the rishos. If closed man, the chiddush was on his shoulder and he was walking through the rishos. So it's semi munach in rishos, semi munach massive. Leaving the shul's cost is enough of an akira for the mechayev the melacha. He leaves the shul's, right? If a chayev is flying through a shul's and somebody grabs it and runs out, that's a gemara. He's not chayev because chayev is never munach in the shul's. If a chayev is on the guy's shoulder and he's walking through the shul's, then he's saying mahalif oimid. And leaving the shul's is taking it out of the shul's cost is an akira from having been munach in the shul's. Yeah. So how does the Ran Gum Tana Gomorrah? The Nochma, it's the same shal we have. I mean, again, we have that same shal. He picked it up. Here he picked it up. He made a real Akira. And he made a real Akira. The same way he makes an Akira in the beginning of Abba Abbas and Mishlosim Abim. He makes an Akira and he started walking. So look. There's no anoch in the middle. The man doesn't hold every step is anoch. So what's the most hurt? He leaves the rishos, he's chayv. Why is he chayv? There's no anoch, there's no akiva taking place. So you could say Aderech, again, that's the same halach, Aderech Mashah. I mean, there was an Akira that took place when he picked up the Chayv and started walking. And Mahalach Yomi doesn't constitute an Anocho. In the Chayv, he calls his Emes, doesn't constitute an Anocho. But walking out of the Shul is a potential Akira. Since when he's about to enter the second Shul, there's a potential for an Akira to take place again. And the rest is what we said there. So since that's a potential for an Akira, so we could use that to be the chelik of the Malacha, then the Malacha could potentially begin there. That could be the Akira from the Rishos, and the Malacha can begin there, so we avoid the problem of Kimli. It's no coincidence of the Mechayev Misa with the Mechayev Mom. In Tim Zaloyma, you could say that. The Hamtik at Rome, not necessary, but the Hamtik, the Shita speaks out another possibility here. But the Hamtik, the Shita says, Hochi Namik Omar, Homani Ben Azah, when the Gemara says, Homani Ben Azah, he. So Hamani ben Asahi, the Gemara is abandoning the Ukimte of Elo Eimam Menasal Hatziyah. We're going back to the Ukimte of Menasal Hatziyah. We're going back to Menasal Hatziyah. Menasal Hatziyah. We learned Amemo B'Shem Yipsimin Rabbi Yom Abeichanon that if the Akiva Rishanu was Menasal Hatziyah, it's Paltur. The Akiva has to be Menasal Hatziyah. So we got stuck. So Elo Amenazal Lahitzi with our middle kadev, and now we say Elo Homani Benazal. Here we go back to Kim to says the sheet of Nazlatzni, and what's the mile of that? What's the ma'ala of that? The ma'ala is that the first akiva asked wasn't capable of being under our circumstances, with or without kimlay. First akiva wasn't capable of being mechayiv of misa because it wasn't akiva of melachas mashavas, wasn't akiva of melachas gomelachas itzav, akiva of melachas latzniya, wasn't a chelik of the melacha objectively, even without considering the moment. It objectively wasn't a chelik of the melacha. So the chevitz on munach, it's lahamti. The chevitz on munach, but the melacha hasn't begun under any circumstances. B'chol eifin, objectively hasn't begun. So Meile Ben Azai provides us with it's necessary, and we can only be mechayiv according to Ben Azai. It's not that Ben Azai says there's another potential akiva. There's another potential akiva not only to get around the kimle. There's an akiva because the first akiva wasn't mechayiv. He has to say it. If you want, you can say it. He doesn't need it. See, he didn't need it. So if you want, you can say it. If he helped you, Mashal, you could. He has a Tosfos, and he says what he says in Tosfos, and it doesn't look like. Actually, yeah, I don't know. Alright, so I wonder if that the traces about these are the coming with the Ramban, and we'll leave it. Alright, a few words after about the Nochamo says, every young to Mamish, every school. There's a growing tradition. He had two psukim in Torah. Christ always referred to in Torah in the two kinuim. It's Bonim Atim Hashem Lokechem and Zavodahim. Chazal is full in Gemara. The Gemara Brachas in Medrash, many places in other Gemaras. Tachlis, the Gemara, Omer Rav, Tachlis Torah is full of Ma'asim Tovim. And the Tachlis of Limud, always Chazal is full, is always Limud on Nazal Asos. And the Lomit Lomit Nazal Asos is Mutav Shneaf Chashol Yosel Ponav. Is the... So if you want, we'll go back a step. The Tachlis of Abiyas Eilam was Torah, to bring Torah to Abiyah. Torah, Mountain Torah. But Chazal tells us, the Torah tells us, that the Tachlis, what's the Tachlis of Torah? Tachlis of Torah is not the Torah. Tachlis of Torah is not the ideas of the Torah. Tachlis of Torah is the Maisim. The Tariyag Mitzvahs. The Tariyag Mitzvahs is the ultimate Tachlis. That's the Tachlis of the Tachlis. Tariyag Mitzvahs of Torah. The Ramach Mitzvahs essay, and the Shasa Mitzvahs Lois essay, that's the Tachlis. And there has been a portion of Amiti, is... That because I day Meiser, what's Meiser? Meiser means that the Tzimla is fulfilled in the most even Mukhli in the Bria. That's Kiva Tzimla. The Bria was man Kvaydai, man Tzimla. The Bria is here, and we here, so that the Tzimla should be fulfilled here in the Bria, and that's possible only day Meiser. Again, all the Meiser observing the mitzvahs that we should do, the Kumba say that the Saitoiv and staying away from the Sumerat is also Meisen, the Gerev Meisen. And that's the same thing. And that's the Tachlis of the Bria, that's the Tachlis called Asa Viacho, and that was the Tachlis of Matan Torah. Tachlis Torah, Meisen Torah. An Evid, that's the title of an Evid. An Evid, if Koni Kina go to Odin, and Evid's going to the Melech, we are Vodim. The plan is like this, the plan is that there's a stomo is small if you want it. There's a stomo in an Evid, even if he doesn't think about it. But an Evid, the fact is commonly Kenyan and Gulf to all the means, that's his Mahus. That's what he is. That's what he is. And again, this Torah in the Chavin Nevi Knaimi, you would say that the Tashil is a mensch here, that besides being Nevi, he's a mensch. But the bottom, the Etz, the Beiker, what he is there is he's a Keshoy Vachamayra Vodden. Keshoy Vachamayra, and his Kiyum is Beiker to do what's in the Adonai. So that's Klai Yisrael. We're avoiding. What about the Malkim here is to eat is as much as possible, to do it Sinai, and to fill the veil with it Sinai. I mean, live is super sahi. That's the tachlus of the Briya is that. If I have had where the Gemara says the laws in Gittin, Avdu Bev Kevin Nicholai, by us, Avdu Bev Dusan Nicholai, we're Nicholai with it. It's Nachus Rev Rotsan Kivolayim, Vesim Chor Abo, Vesim Chor Abo, we have no greater, if that's the purpose of our Kiyam, so Bama is Vesim Chor Abo, what could be better than that? We'd rather have a Kiyam rather than fulfillment of Tainer. Well, there's no bigger glick and no bigger nachzu of ourselves, no bigger einig v'simcha, and to know that our whole mahus, our whole being is a do tzayne, and our being here is a tzayne, and every mice we do is a tzayne, and that's what pulling the tachlis. So the mamish, it should bring in, and it has to bring, it does bring to simcha g'day, let's mahus say b'os n'kib olem, it's like a malchus, malchus not just go together, it's like a avodim of the melech, and we're mishubit, but it's abdu b'abdus and the nicholai, it's very much nicholai. Forget, we were not looking for Mishnah, we were looking for the one more. The Machus said, we're also in Kibbo Lane. Not in this. The Musaka Bonim is a different idea. Bonim expresses the idea of Ben being with her father. Ben with her father is Hamish. This is the Musaka of Dveikos. The Ika identifies everything, but the Ika Musaka Bonim is expressed in Talmud Torah. Tamtoir Chazal's full and Rav Chaim and Sadal and Kamkam Chazal's that when the Yid learns Torah, he's they have the Talmud of Yo before he brings the Zohar, the Talmud of Yo, and everybody learns Torah is any race of Mashav Tech Pichos, not only eating with the father, I'm sharing the same piece of bread. That's Talmud Torah. Sharing the same piece of bread, and everyone else not like that. Not like that. There's a distance and there's a different relationship. But a Ben with a father. Is dveikus and his mom is there's an unspoken relationship. Things don't have to be said, and it's possible chazalful to bein had the somebody once told it like bein because in the oyster begins they all you and all the mishalom done. So the equal expression of bonding comes in Talmud Torah. That's why it's true. There's never most of the time. In the high time mitaki, you find that there's another relationship also, but there's another yet to distinguish between the Eruvin and the Sulin. Both Eruvin and the Sulin. Side Torah and Klai Yisrael, side Klai Yisrael and the Eruvin. These relationships of Eruvin and the Sulin is us with the Torah, we with the Torah, and we with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Don't say that time of Torah. At that time of Torah, you don't find it so much with the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is a Gevaldik, but it's. Doesn't express so much in you know verastichli on the suah, but that's mamash in the suah and the neighbors in the wutayu. The tayu chal wutayu. So bein ben and av, and neighbors in the suah is wutayu. But kolmo the avdus is not the avdus has to have an element of kivvo. You can have kivvo and simcha and nachashuach and that's neshut. And who are the winyan? And let me actually add before I come to this. There's an important point that we say tachlis tov is true ma'asim tov. So I talmud tov neged kulam. What's the pshat? Talmud tov neged kulam. How can you say that? You have the Yerushalmi beginning of Peyer that says kol chavasecha lo yishuv bo chavasecha mis mitzvus kol mitzvus einim shovim dov echad min atov. How do you understand? What's the pshat? What's the pshat? And can do with the pshat like this. The pshat is that Torah is a mitzvah. If you talk about Talmud Torah, Talmud Torah is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah mibein a mitzvah, but it's the most preeminent and prominent and the most chashuv mitzvah. As a mitzvah, it's connected kulam taki. Talmud Torah is connected kulam taki as a mitzvah. God or limud. Whatever the pshat is, and shining nachayim, God or limud, shmevu dey maise. But limud, Talmud Torah connected kulam. It's taki godol. Of all the ramach mitzvahs, it's Torah is godol. Torah is godol. As a mitzvah, but the Torah guv is a mitzvah. When I say tachlis Torah, it's full ma'asim Torah. But all the ma'asim Torah is Talmud Torah, and it's the greatest of the ma'asim Torah. But the Torah is a mitzvah of the Torah. A mitzvah saying the Torah. So the two ideas that I wanted to mention. L'maisedik. One is that Shavuos is not Matan Torah Seinu. Shavuos is not Zman Matan Mitzvot Talmud Torah. If you think about it, it might be a misconception. Shavuos is Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Not Mitzvot Talmud Torah. What do I mean by that? It means that how did they get higher mitzvahs? Shailah. Sometimes Chazal say Lucha, sometimes say Torah. But we, it's not Torah saying. But the Maisa, the Avodah Maisa that is that when it comes Shavuos, so it's Matan Torah saying. So the Birkas Hamazon is also Shavuos. It's a new Birkas Hamazon. It's a new Torah. So it's a Chidush and everything. That's the Talmud Torah. That you have to, when you say a Bachel Fanel, when you say Krishma, when you daven, you put on Tefillin. And the Shavuos and the Chmeis and the Tzitzis, what it means is after the Yachach HaMoicho, it is a Matan Torah thinking of Mitzvah, it's a new Mitzvah. It's a new Mitzvah of Shavuos Tavshin Samachai. It's not only the Torah that you can learn. You have to feel that there's Chatzos in Matan Torah. And Tachle, and remember that Tachle is Torah, it's Shuvah Masin Torah. So it's the Faket. So the Avdus is the Tachlis of Torah, and the Avdus in the Masin Torah was the Tachlis of Matan Torah. So not to be Mesiach Das, but Tachlis is Ritzayna idei the Tayag mitzvahs. Klav emad v'memuvim. Avad to be zeichi in Torah b'cholavus. So the best way to be zeichi in Torah is to learn Torah. That's why everybody has to be in yeshiva and shavuos, and that's why you have to every single hour, every hour, every minute, you fill up a learning Torah. The best, but you yourself to a kli. You have to provide the neighbor with a kli. Open up your kelim and say, fill me up with Torah. Open up your kelim to go to the global Torah. You learn. Right, the first and foremost kinyan of Torah is Talmud, and the first and foremost way to be zeichy in Torah and Shavuos is by learning Torah. By learning Torah, that's first and foremost. Right, but not to forget that we're getting Torah. So Moshe, Klav Emad V'Amuim. So the more you think that it's in the middle of whatever you're learning, Shavuos night, Shavuos by day, or whatever it is, it comes up a chance, not a chance. I'm doing a chiyuv to do it, a mitzvah, but not mechaveroi. That's a little mitzvah, a big mitzvah, I mean, nothing's little. Don't bother me, I'm in the middle of Kabbalah, I tell you, I'm saying, but I've seen it, leave me alone. Whether you don't say it, but I mean, often you think it. It's not me, thank you once in a while. I don't know. What's he hugging me a cup with this mitzvah, that mitzvah, and the yellow? Kabbalah, I tell you, mitzvahs. So if your friend needs help, oh, Moshe, again, that's a dumb mitzvah, it's a game, not a game. Somebody has a plan, he wants a chazer from now, everybody should have a plan, by the way, what are you going to do? He wants 150 blood, old blood, new blood, 25 old, 25 new. And that's his plan for chavis, that's the plan for every Shavuos in 2 days yonder. He has a plan to do 50 blood. 50 blood. Then somebody else comes over, he doesn't have a chavus, and if he won't learn, so if he won't have a chavus, he'll be gone for all night. So I should give him my 50 blood for him. And the answer is yeah. If you're an Eved, that's what an Eved is. We're not doing it for ourselves. Nasa Ritzaynei. The Talmud Torah is a preeminent mitzvah, but it's not more than Abdus. If the other guy is not the one B'chlal, he's going to spend the night in bed if you don't learn with him. So it's possible. What's the Kosh want? Well, what does the Odin want? He wants all the Odin to be there. Everybody has to be there. Everybody has to say, maybe give up your plan for 50 blood. And if you learn Chavis, the blood and half with him. And you think you lose Shavuos, again, you have a better Shavuos than you ever had. Lose some Sovik. Then you be Zeicha, them is the Torah. Them is the Gabor's the Torah. That's one mitzvah. All Tayag mitzvahs you be Zeicha too. So that the to put an in it, inject the Mechusei Bosa into the Abdus, to remember that Shavuos is not a time only of Zman. Kabbalah is mitzvah Talmud Torah. It's man of the Kabbalah Torah, and the Torah, avad the Torah, but the bonim matam shalom keichem. But on the other hand, it goes without saying, but the zchus we have to learn Dvar Hashem, because Baruch Hu would say here's Torah. There's no mitzvah. You can learn if you want. The Torah would be an option. It's a reshus. You believe the reshus. So who would want to learn Dvar Hashem? Dvar Hashem. Read a pasuk. You read Dvar Hashem. You read a mission. Dvar Hashem. Gemara. It's Dvar Hashem Mamish. It's Asher Yom Shabbat Chaloy that we have a chance to say Dvar Hashem, to think and to say without mouth Dvar Hashem. Nifl Mamish. In addition, it's a mitzvah. So it's a mitzvah to say Dvar Hashem. So it's possible not only for today, for the whole life. It's a mitzvah to learn Dvar Hashem. And I said that she was debated for Kosh Bohu, Mamish Gebein, Leif Nayobif. That even the Gelos Father, Saint Gelos Father, Safu Befella. But not to forget that the Saibu Saibu Avodim. And the Avdus has to be in Tamatoy too. Hagan the Gelos has himself, him Chilas Limutai, a person learns for himself. It's not true. And you need that, you need the ego in learning, because you want to learn, you want to come, you want to know, you want to be a Tam Chochum. If you take that away, it's not too much incentive. Chazal say that the incentive of just doing a mitzvah, Vaisai is not enough. A person has to have a selfish motivation here. But at the same time, not Rimsir Das from the. That's a mitzvah. Tachus Tuva Maisim Toivim. So take the Toivim and make the Toivim the Tachus of Toivim. Fine. John Bizechet Kavos Toivim Abu Simcha.
Did you just ask something?